It's a bonus.
Idle time.
Welcome back to Idle Time. We're here.
It is our shits and gigs where we just talk about what we like, what we don't like, what we're watching, what reading. We're listening to, reading, and we just shoot the shit. Listen to our other episodes where we talk true crime. This is just basically for fun.
Funsies.
Oh my God.
That was really funny.
So Danielle was just about to tell me how she recently listened to the Smart List podcast where Larry David was on. If you haven't watched the series finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm, it was fantastic.
It was so good. I don't want to spoil it. Spoiler.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen only if you've watched this.
Skip a couple of minutes if you haven't watched it.
So like at the end when he's sitting in the jail and then 2 seconds later, Jerry comes out. This is how we should have ended it. I was like, that was so good.
That line almost made up for the Seinfeld ending.
Did you really not like the Seinfeld ending?
I remember being disappointed because you're like, they're in jail? Like, that's it? Like, this funny, quippy show ended on like such a like a serious they're in jail thing.
It was a serious thing, but like they did so much mean shit unintentionally.
Yeah.
So you're just like, do you deserve it?
The part I did like about the Seinfeld ending was like bringing all the characters back. And they kind of paid homage to that in the Curb episode.
They brought Mocha Joe and all the people.
I liked how they were like, Joseph, blah, blah, whatever his name. And they're like, who the fuck is that?
Like, what? Mocha Joe. It was so good.
I loved it so much.
No.
It was so good. You know who really annoyed me this entire season, Cheryl. She really annoyed the fuck out of me.
She's been annoying me. Then the whole Ted Danson thing is like annoying.
It's overplayed.
And like, I don't know how he is in real life. I know the show. Did you know the show is like totes improvised? Like, so
yeah.
So I didn't know like to the extent. So they put out the making of Curb or something. I don't know if you started watching it. So Jeff Garlin and Susie are the two hosting the show, and they like it's like a podcast setup, but they're videoing it.
And I want to watch that.
It was really good. So I only watched the first episode. I think there's more.
What's it on?
It's on HBO. It was like right after we watched the finale that popped up.
It was so good.
So he talks about how he had the idea to start Curb and everything and how the show is shot. And then on the podcast on Smartlist, when I was listening to him, he was cracking up. And his laugh in real life is hilarious.
Really?
Like, it was so good. And because Sean Hayes was in the last season of Curb, like it was really good to
hear him. He was amazing.
And he talked about how awesome Sean is. And he's really like
Ziggy Zinkelman or what it was.
Yes. But like he actually talks about stuff and like he acts like Larry in the show, but like
I think that's the whole point. But it is like his personality.
But then they said his hidden like secret is that he's actually like a really nice guy.
Okay.
So he's married.
Get out.
Two kids.
Get and I out. Was just like, I had no clue.
The Larry in the show, you're like, no.
That's so funny.
No.
I did know that it's mostly improv. The writers give him a page of what we want to accomplish.
Like,
or like, this scene is going to be about this. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't they talented for being able to do that?
That is so awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Like all those people. And they've had like a lot of guests.
Yeah.
The Conan clearance. How much did that get you? You don't have clearance, Larry.
Oh my gosh.
You need Conan clearance.
That was so funny. It was all so good.
And poor Richard Lewis, rest in peace. Funkhauser's gone too.
And I know.
That other guy, Norm, who died.
Oh.
The Crispy Onions episode.
Yeah.
I think he died in real life too.
No, Crispy Onions didn't die.
No, not the guy who ordered the Crispy Onions, but Norm, who died because of the Crispy Onions.
Actually died.
Think he's dead.
Oh shit. Anyway, that's so good. Curb is amazing.
That was a great show.
Oh my gosh. What else are you watching? We just finished season one of Lincoln Lawyer. We're taking forever with it.
I wanted to watch that, but I watched one episode and I was like, I need to get into it.
We're in season two now and it's still good. And then it just got approved for season three. No, it's just like not a show you really want to binge. So we've just been like taking it slow and watching like other things too. Okay. I think Neve Campbell still looks amazing though.
I do like her. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll get back into that. I'll jump on that.
Super good.
No, I need a show. I really do. Like, Matt and I need a show together. He wants to watch Fallout. We watched the first episode yesterday.
I'll have to watch that. Is it good?
If you like post-apocalyptic type stuff.
I don't mind that.
Radiation on Earth kind of thing.
Okay, maybe not.
But it's like a badass girl main character.
Okay.
Which is cool.
Okay.
But
I like that.
I'm not really watching Bridgerton and...
Sex and the City just got released on Netflix.
What?
Yeah,
like
last week.
Sex and City.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, like a ridge.
I thought you meant like a new season.
No, like starting in the 90s and like.
Oh, shit, you're rewatching?
I'm rewatching.
I've been seeing a lot of Sex and the City memes coming out.
I just finished season one.
It's super like old for like when it first started. I didn't realize how old it was.
Yes, but still so much sex, so dirty. Yeah. I was cracking up at this one scene about like the butt sex episode. Oh my God.
Oh, when they're in the back of the cab talking about it.
And Charlotte's like, I want to have a family and children one day. I don't want to do it up the butt. And it was so, so funny.
Did you see that one meme? It was like, I'm watching Sex and the City, and Carrie gets a phone call while she's asleep in bed about how she needs to come out to the club.
I watched that episode, and I was like, when I was watching it, I was like, there's no way I'm in bed in the dark.
No.
And my friend is
in
like,
pajamas.
Come out to this club with me. And I'm like, cool. And I would never fucking do that.
You have to get up, get your hair done, makeup, clothes.
Cute clothes, and go out to a club. No. If I'm committed, I'm in bed.
Once I'm in the pajamas, they're not coming off.
Yeah, no way, man. No way.
Is that like a New York City lifestyle kind of thing, or is it just TV?
No, as someone who,
trying to get laid.
I mean, I'm an introvert.
You are an introvert.
I will say, when I was living in New York, if my then boyfriend had called me at night, which sometimes happened.
Booty calls.
Well, not to get too much into it. He was a soccer player, and when he would come home late from traveling games, and he'd be like, come over, then I would get out of bed and go over. But
that's just a commitment.
Like, well, yeah, he was in Jersey, so I left the city. Yeah. And got on a train at night.
See, Carrie wouldn't do that. She doesn't leave the city.
Also true. Mm-mm. Also true.
Please, Miranda had a shit fit about going to Brooklyn. Yeah. It's Brooklyn. No one comes here.
I love Brooklyn. Books. I'm been on like a book binging.
I know you're reading so fast, and my life has been so crazy. I have no time, so I'm almost done. Things We Left Behind. I'm Paper Palace. I was reading it on the bus during that fucking terrible bus craziness field trip.
Yeah, your bus
and
broke down.
The kids were like, "How can you read on this bus?" And I was like, "I need to not think about what's happening right now."
I forgot, but if you're not done, I won't even rush to give them to you.
I mean, just hand it to me. I need a pile to encourage me to keep reading.
Yeah. So the people who like mystery or thriller books, First Lie Wins by Ashley Elston, I read, really good. The Heiress by Rachel Hawkins.
Oh yeah, I heard that was good.
Also a really good mystery. I finished that. For the people who like romance, it was good. Also, it traumatized me. I told Dina, our friend Dina, that it hurt my soul. It's called Love and Other Words by Christina Lauren. Apparently it went like TikTok famous, and that's how I heard about it. Mm. So I finished that in like 3 days. I liked
what?
It. Yeah, I like
Jenna,
liked it
how
a
do
lot.
You have time to do that.
You're I stay up late. I just stay up too late. And then like waiting for the kids to get out of school, like I'll park and like I'll just read the book. Like,
oh, that's nice.
But yeah, like I usually like I scoff at like books that have trigger warnings. I'm like, whatever, it's fine.
Really?
And like, I didn't.
Wow, you're so dark.
That's probably it. But I didn't know about this one part of this book, and it totally
can you tell me?
It was like a car accident.
Oh, but this is not the one that you gave me.
No, this is called Love. In other words, I still have it next to my bed, and I'm just like looking
what
at.
What was
it.
The one that I read that you couldn't read?
No, God,
I finished it though.
I only read
it
eight
was
pages.
Fucked up. What was that?
I don't know. It was eight. I only got eight pages in before I
had read
a breakdown.
It was crazy.
But there, Love. In other words, really, really great. And if you don't have PTSD about car accidents, then read it. But it definitely put me into a spiral.
I need to get my Goodreads up because I need to log all my books that I've read because I can't remember
I'm obsessed with tracking my books.
I know. I need to do it.
And I forget if we talked about this, but The Paper Palace by
I'm reading it. Don't tell me the rest. Spoiler, if you haven't read it, I'm reading it. And the fact that she had sex with guy while her husband's there and her whole family.
That book needs a giant trigger warning.
That's a giant trigger warning. And then her mom's telling her backstory and she goes, oh, my brother only had to masturbate my stepdad.
Grandfather or whatever it was. Yeah.
And I had to give him blowjobs. Yeah, I was like, holy shit. And then she goes, just go about your business, daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that book is one giant walking trigger. There's it was child pornography, pedophilia, rape.
I think it's the child porn.
Assault, marital cheating. It's just like craziness.
Is there a goodness in there at all? Because you said it was one of your favorite books.
I really loved it.
Miss Trigger Warning.
But those aren't any of my triggers. So I think that's why,
No, they're not my triggers. But it's still fucked.
It's really fucked up. It was really dark, but I loved it. I don't know what to tell you. I like the way she wrote.
You like dark things.
I'm fucked up. What can I tell you? My friend Christina, who listens to the show, shout out Christina, is swearing by the book The Silent Patient. It's also like a thriller-ish
I should just I follow your Goodreads?
Yeah,
you can. How that works?
Yeah, I follow a bunch of my friends' Goodreads and we stalk each other's. So like when they add something to their to be read list, it pops up. I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna add that too.
All right, Goodreads.
I also really want to read Ask Andrea, which sounds creepy as well. So right now I'm off the lovey-dovey trauma porn
books.
Really?
Because I need to get back on it because you gave me depressing books and now
The love, in other words, ruined me. It had a lot of love, but it just...
I know. I can't wait to read it.
So I can't do the love books right now with the trauma stuff in it. I need specific thriller, mystery, true crimey books. I can't do the love books right now.
All right.
My heart hurts too much. So yeah.
Oh shit. Look at all these books. I'm gonna read all these.
Yeah. Our friend Megan's
on the most fun we ever had. You read that?
No.
No.
That's my to be read list.
Yours truly, you read that?
I'm reading that currently. That and The Housemaid that Dina gave me.
Okay.
My new thing is reading two books at one time.
You have read 7 books towards your goal of 15
yes.
books.
I made a 15 book goal for this year and I've read 7 so far.
I'm on 4. I've read 4.
That's pretty good.
Considering I have no time.
And it's April.
You're right.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, our friends Megan, Dina, a bunch of my coworkers are on it.
On there.
I don't know. Anyway.
All right, I'll figure it out. Did you bring my pots back?
Oh, they're in my car. Walk me out of the car.
Ugh. Outside.
I know.
It's cold.
It's dark.
It started getting cold again. It was warm. It's cold. It's warm. It's cold. I know it's spring.
The sun
waking up with scratchy throat because of the allergies and the pollen.
I was like, oh, my throat's going to close up today because it's
Jenna.
I was like, I couldn't, the back of your throat itches so bad from allergies. And I'm just seeing the pollen on the ground. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Why I like fall better than spring because my eyes fucking itch out of my head.
It's not my eyes. It's my throat. From the back of my throat to my ears. No, right now I'm dying right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
No, I know.
No, it's my eyes. Because I have itchy eyes normally.
I would rather have itchy eyes because you could solve that with some eye drops stuff.
I'm an eye rubber.
There's literally allergy eye drops that I give to my daughter because she has the itchiest eyes ever for allergy. The tiny one. Ella.
Oh, really?
Yep. Because she's allergic to everything
in
nature.
Allergic to every tree.
Every tree.
Every blade of grass.
And today was Arbor Day and they were outside the entire day for school. And she said she had to go to the nurse because her eyes were itching so bad. She's like, I felt like my eyeballs were numb. I was like, that's terrible.
My God.
All right, let's wrap this up. We're boring people.
Sorry. Itchy eyes, books, TV shows. Tell me if there's anything I could watch with my spouse.
Yeah,
different things, but something that's good.
I need a new show too. I feel like we're at a
Yeah, I'm at my the point spell. Where I want him to go downstairs so I can watch my stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Give us stuff that brings us together.
Yeah, I agree. Or I'm like, he's playing the guitar and I'm reading a book next to him.
Correct, yeah.
And I'm like, at least we're in the same room.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right, well, give us ideas. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Love
thank you.
Sage your house. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Mom, you're insane.